little something with Alicia Underlee Nelson. She is with the PrairieStyleFile.com, and she joins us once again here for, I don't know what it was, every couple of months she's dropped by and say hi, something like that?
Yeah, whenever you'll have me.
Yeah. So we mentioned the buttons, the little lapel pin buttons, and it's a caricature of you. Right? This is you, right?
No, actually.
It's not. Who is this?
Well, when I worked for High Plains Reader back in the day in college, Roel Gomez, who does their covers and is their chief illustrator over there, I did a fashion column for them, kind of foreshadowing the fashion work that I'm doing on PrairieStyleFile.com. And we did a little logo based on a collaboration then. And this comes up all the time. Everybody that sees it says, oh, that's you. And I think the only one that thinks that the logo doesn't look like me is Raul himself.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure he's still not convinced after all those years, but I like it.
And you? You don't think it looks like you?
Oh, I do. Okay. I wear big sunglasses in the summer and actually when it's sunny and snowy out too, so that kind of works. That definitely looks like me. Kind of my trademark without meaning to have a trademark.
So then when I wear this, people will recognize me as a Prairie Style File fan?
As somebody in the know? Absolutely. And what's great about it is if you wear it and I see you out and about at an event that I'm covering, I'll have prizes on me. So the first 3 to 5 people, depending on how many prizes I have with me, will get a prize automatically.
Whoa. Scott, we'll have to keep an eye on where she's going, okay?
I'm going to have to start taking nights off.
Well, listen, for the folks who may not know about Prairie Style File, let's explain to the folks again what this website is all about.
Sure. Prairie Style File celebrates what's unique and interesting about this area. We focus on the upper Midwest. I work with a couple different guest authors to talk about different things that are going on in the region. But about 95% of the content is basically me and my camera going out and exploring things that my readers are telling me are really cool. So it might be a cool new bar. It might be a great family activity. Maybe it's the best piece of pie in the region. Just kind of an exploration of what's new and interesting. It's art, fashion, culture, shopping, parties, everything that makes this part of the world unique. Because nothing makes me angrier than when people say, you know what, there's just nothing to do up here. It's not true. There's so much to do.
When talk about your photography then. You say you take the pictures?
I do. I take, about 95% of the work on the site is mine.
So, well, I mean, was that a difficult little art form to find? Or figure out, I should say, exactly what you wanted down there?
It kind of was. I've always been a writer. I've written since high school and done it professionally since college. And so writing, that was not going to be a problem. I knew that there was things I was passionate about covering. I have a really great network of readers that are always sending me great tips. I bring my camera and my notepad and my tape recorder around with me and kind of sniff out new and interesting things to cover. Mm-hmm. But then it dawned on me that the blogs that I really liked reading had these really great, you know, full color photos and kind of a different, interesting perspective. And while I'd always taken photos, I mean, I'm the person that comes back from vacation with 2,000 snapshots. I mean, it's crazy. I'd always taken photos, but I'd never really taken them for public consumption. So learning how to do that, learning how to do Photoshop and do some editing and uploading, that was probably the biggest learning curve on the site. But now I think it's really gelled into something fun and I have a little bit more confidence in my work in that arena. And I've gotten to meet a lot of really cool artists and photographers as well who are very kind to me and help me and give me advice in their expert opinion.
How many pictures of the same thing do you take?
Oh, that depends.
Because I know somebody who, when they're on vacation, will take like 47 pictures of the same rock. You know, even though it's a digital camera, obviously. But I mean, do you keep taking them until you get 4, 5, 6, 7 to look at and pick the right one?
Well, I did learn on, you know, a film camera. I took some photography classes in high school and college. So I maybe am a little bit more focused than somebody that might have learned on digital where you can just take 15 and then pull the best one.
A little more focus. Where's our drum roll? Ba-dum-bump. Just kidding.
So punny. Unintentional even. But sometimes there's just like an angle that's really fascinating or sometimes I'm really obsessed with light. The light in Paris, for instance, is really amazing. And the light in, if you go to central North Dakota, is really fascinating too. So I will sit sometimes and I am guilty if there's a particularly interesting slant of light or an object that I'm kind of into. I sometimes will take 5 or 6 of those.
I've also heard too that if they think an interesting light is coming up, they'll actually wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wait for the sun to get in that particular direction in order to take that photograph. Get the right shade in it or whatever you're looking for.
Well, photography is really neat because I think the more the more photos you take, the more you learn. Mm-hmm. And for me, one of my biggest challenges, I do a lot of street style photos. So if I see somebody wearing something fabulous, I don't plan it. So wherever I am, maybe I'm out at a store, maybe I'm at an event, I see somebody wearing something great. I'll ask, you know, hey, can I take your photo? My name's Alicia with Prairie Style File. I love what you're wearing. Can you tell me what you're wearing and how to get your look? Not all light and not all venues are particularly great for doing that style of photography. So that's been kind of fun for me to learn on the fly and experiment there and kind of see what's going to be the best background, see what's going to be the best light. But I think that's fun. I think it keeps it spontaneous. I never know who I'm going to cover. So people on the street definitely don't know who I'm going to cover as well.
When you ask people that, by the way, do they ever say, oh, I got this shirt on sale at Kmart?
Sure.
Do they? Oh, okay.
And people really commonly, I'd say probably about 75% of the time, somebody has something that was a gift, or they'll say, oh, I swiped this from my mom, or this is actually my roommate's shirt. Or, you know, I get that a lot, too. There's a lot of borrowing and trading going on, too.
PrairieStyleFile.com. This is Alicia Underly-Nelson, our special guest. Let's get away from the photography now. Let's talk a little bit what's on the website right now. And I asked you before when I set this up about the FM Derby Girls. What are they doing? What's going on with them?
They have their Season 5 opener on Saturday, the 16th, over at the Fargo Civic. They're taking on NSRG, the North Star Roller Girls, from the cities. It's going to be a really fantastic bout. There's going to be two teams from Fargo-Moorhead playing. The Northern Pains and the Furies are both going to be taking on a team from the cities. And it's kind of a fun special event. They're doing a free photo booth for everybody. They have new and expanded merch this year. And they're actually doing a kind of a celebration of everyday superheroes, they're calling it. So if you're military, fire, police, or rescue personnel, you actually get $2 off with your valid ID.
I think I saw these North Star gals up here one other time. Mm-hmm. They are really, really good. This will be a tough bout.
It really is. You know, our girls, FMDG, has been working so hard the past season and a half. They're very well conditioned. They've been climbing the rankings like crazy. I mean, they just came back. They played two games out in Colorado, played some very good teams out there, did fantastic, just kept on climbing those rankings, and NSRG is consistently very good, and they're kind of eyeing FMDG. They see that they're good, they see that they're hungry, and they're going to try and teach them a thing or two. So cool. I think it's going to be a great bout.
Is there some kind of ticket giveaway?
There is, actually. If you go to PrairieStyleFile.com, anytime before 11:59 p.m. tonight, you actually can just comment to win. Just make a comment on what you like about roller derby or what you're curious about if you've never been. And you can actually win a pair of tickets to the bout on Saturday, as well as a t-shirt, pin, some FMDG fan gear, and a headband that's actually handmade by one of the derby girls themselves. Her name's Smallflower. She's very crafty, and she makes all these fantastic things.
Cool. Well, listen, we're going to take a brief break, and when we come back, we've got Alicia Underly-Nelson joining us, and we're talking about her website, PrairieStyleFile.com, and that great four-letter word is coming up next. We're going to talk beer here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Is there a photograph? Well, you've got a photograph of that caricature on your website.
I do.
Okay. So I may have to take a photo of this and maybe post it on my page, too, so people can take a look at it. But just go to PrairieStyleFile.com, and you can see what the caricature on the buttons are there. Let's talk a little bit about Chris Anderson. You were over taking a look at the Fargo Brewing Company.
Absolutely. The very first interview that I did with those guys over there was when I was about 8.5 months pregnant. Hadn't had a beer, of course, since I found out. And here's these four guys from Fargo, passionate about beer, telling me all these great stories about the beer that they're going to make right here in Fargo. And I said, you know, the second that I have this baby and I can have a beer, I'm going to come back and I can actually sample this stuff and look around. And they've since, their brewery is actually fully operational now, and they're actually doing canning there on location.
Oh, really?
Which is very cool. Mm-hmm. So not only are they producing the beers, they're actually the mini kegs and the cans that you get actually are all produced right here in Fargo. And I sat around talking to Chris, who's the chief brewer for them. And I said, so tell me how you make beer. And just the other three guys, Jared and his brother, Chris's brother, John and Aaron, they just groaned. They're like, oh, don't ask him how you make beer. You want him to talk for 20 minutes? And I said, yeah, I do. I said, I'm a beer nerd. I really do want to know. He said, well, do you want the, you know, like the beer brewing for dummies, or do you actually want to know? I said, no, I really want to know. Tell me how you get these ideas. Tell me how you experiment. Tell me what the process is like. And he just has such a passion. The feature that I did, it's typically called an in-studio feature, where I'll talk to different artists, photographers, about how they get inspired and how they work and what their workspace is like. And with Chris, it was really neat because I was able to ask him a lot of those same questions, but his subject, you know, his subject and his medium is beer. And he's just he's a fun guy. They're all really cool guys over there. They'll talk your ear off about beer. They're passionate, and they're coming up with these really cool and interesting things. And you can actually try them in the tap room now.
Well, I'm not much of a drinker at all, but I mean, but for different reasons. But anyway, it must be extremely popular because one of the places I visit to do karaoke, they've got it on tap.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear a lot of people asking for it. So it's got to be good stuff.
Huh? Yeah, it really is. I know their Stone's Throw Scottish Ale is their bestseller, and that's been, for the past couple of years, been really doing well here locally, and they've expanded throughout the tri-state region and actually throughout the U.S. And it's really nice to see guys. I mean, you want to support people no matter what, but when they're a really fantastic new business creating great products straight out the gate, I mean, that's great to not even have that learning curve. They're just hitting the ground running. They're making beers that people love. And in this tap room that they have, you can try some of their tried and true things. You want to try something that you can get down at your corner bar? Yep, you can have a glass of that. You want to try something totally different that maybe will never make it to the bar or the liquor store? You can have that too. It's really cool.
Wow. Real quickly here, and then we'll get on to our next, the coming soon part. You do have a photo of the Tower City Travel Center. You like their pie, apparently, huh?
Yeah, this is one of those things. I think I touched on this briefly when I was here last, that I'm kind of having a dessert moment. I'm touring small town bakeries because, one, they're the best, and two, they don't get nearly enough coverage. And I think it's because the people that, you know, these bakeries are in their community and they kind of want to keep it a secret so that, you know, their caramel rolls and their muffins and everything. I mean, that's an important part of your day to go pick those up. They don't want everybody knowing. They don't want to run on the bakery. But the Tower City Travel Center in Tower City, North Dakota, everybody was emailing me and saying, you know, you really should write about the pie out there. And I said, you know what? It's been on my list forever. When I used to work here in radio sales, I'd go out to my territory and I always make sure that I had time to grab a slice of pie. My father-in-law, he's a trucker. He loves to go there for pie. My grandma is a 50-year Tupperware saleswoman. And she, every time that she was out in that part of the state, she would always go out and grab pie. So I feel like if those two like it and all my readers love it, I mean, you don't need my endorsement. These are people that are pie obsessed. Like between my readers and these two folks, yep, this is good stuff. And you really can't go wrong.
I love the title of the article, by the way. A Slice of Heaven at Exit 307.
Oh, I wish I could take credit for that, but that's actually their slogan. Isn't that cute?
So that is pretty neat. And they got a lot of different kinds out there, obviously, right?
They do indeed. And I wrote in the post, I said, you know, if I were a good food reviewer and I were objective and giving constructive criticism, I would review all the food, not just the pie. You know what? I would even try more than the cream pie. But you know what? I'm not. I just love pie. And I go in and I think, I should try something different this time. But nope. I love what I love. You go in, you get that nice big slice of pie, and they have the fun old-fashioned, you know, they have the pies in that little rotating case.
Oh, sure, yeah. My grandmother used to have a cafe up in Holt, Minnesota, north of Thief River Falls.
And really?
They had one of those where you could just see the pies through the case.
See, maybe so. That's where I get it, because my husband's grandma, she had a cafe in Shelley, and my grandma was connected with a cafe in, it was either Galesburg or Hunter, and she's going to kill me that I don't know this, and I had to ask. But so that's just such a thing. It's such a part of Midwestern culture here, I think, and there aren't a lot of those classic cafes left. So I really think it's our duty to support those diners and those cafes and those small mom and pop businesses.
Absolutely, absolutely. Coming soon, there's going to be a brand new Odds and Ends vintage shop opening in Fargo. Tell us about it.
Yeah. I am a huge vintage fan. I always shop vintage. And I got to know a gal named Sharon who has bought and sold vintage here at different antique malls. And she's actually opening a brand new vintage shop. She called me up and said, you know what? I think we can get you in if you want to come look around this weekend. And it's going to be open either this weekend or next week. So there'll be photos up on the site on Tuesday.
Okay, very good. There's also a friend of ours here from the radio station. You had a chance to chat with Meg Spielman-Peldo, huh?
I did, yep. I'm going to be talking to her about her work and her process in an in-studio feature, getting a little bit more in-depth into how she creates and why and what her motivation is.
She's a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, she does a lot more than just the bra books that she did for breast cancer, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah, a lot more, actually. She's actually pretty prolific, and she's one of those great names in FM art that I've always wanted to connect with. So it was really great that I had a chance to meet her. And I was actually out at the FM Ladies Night event that I was a sponsor for last Thursday and met a gal named Stevie Famolari. And I think I might be saying that wrong, but she's awesome. And she's one of those gals that I've known her work before I knew her.
She is what? I'm sorry. I don't recognize the name.
She does all kinds of fun, interactive art. She works in a number of different mediums. What I knew her through was she works with paint and leather, and she creates these wearable garments.
Paint and leather, okay.
It's really interesting, though. She had this great coat on last Thursday, and I said, great coat, and then she walked down, and I said, excuse me, your name's Stevie, and you made that, right? And she said, yeah, how did you know? I said, I've seen your work. It's amazing. It sounds kind of touchy-feely and strange, but she actually, has people interact with the piece, and then the paint on their bodies actually marks up the garment. You're giving me this look like that's new age and weird, and it maybe is a little bit unusual, but her pieces are amazing, and she let me try on this coat. It's this amazing, long orange duster with these spikes. It was really cool. I've never seen anything like it.
Spikes?
Yeah.
Now, the duster, of course, is the long coat that goes down to maybe your ankles.
Yep.
Right? Spikes on the arms?
Yeah, kind of like where buttons would be.
Oh, wow.
It was really interesting. I actually was at the booth with some of the Derby girls, and I was like, look, I'm wearing this coat. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. And she goes, you made my day. I said, no, I think that you made my day.
Oh.
And that's what's so cool, I think, about this part of the country is that you can meet people that are doing these new, interesting, novel things, and they're excited to share with you. They want to get their message out there. They want to show what they're doing, and it's really fun. I don't think the art scene here is really open, and they want to meet people that are collecting their work. Mm-hmm. They want to see who's buying. They want to talk to you about what they're creating. I think that's not always the case in every market, but I think we're really lucky here to have some creative people.
You are going to be sharing with the folks some of your picks for Christmas gifts coming up, right?
Yes. I am a huge fan of local shopping. It's my favorite thing to kind of go through and look around. It's my way, my husband tells me, of justifying my own shopping habit by going out on a couple Saturdays and saying, okay, here's some cool gifts for kids that you can get and support local vendors in town. Here's some cool gifts for maybe mom and dad, for your significant other. Because I think there's so many options, but you don't want to get in that place where you're just giving gift cards all the time. It's kind mm-hmm. of fun to do something new and unique. And we're lucky now, and there's so many cool experience gifts that you can give as well. There's great cooking schools and classes, and Unglued Downtown has these great craft classes you can do. There's amazing handmade gifts that you can get all up and down the valley. There's lots of great artists that are getting very good about not just showing their work in galleries, but they're actually creating different work at different price points, selling it online, selling it at craft fairs, so that if you don't have $3,500 for an oil painting or something, that's not a big deal. You can actually get something and give it to someone in their stocking and get something personal and unique and different.
You see, I always give gift cards nowadays because usually people go, what is this? Why did you buy this? I guess maybe I don't have a grasp on the things that you're telling me about, how people enjoy this certain type of things. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I seem to pick out crap.
I doubt that. Well, if you have to get a gift card, you can always get it at someplace cool and local so they can get something different, too. I think there's just something to be said about getting out beyond the big box stores. I mean, they have a place, and they're certainly a necessary part of any economy.
Right.
But I think going in depth and seeing what's different and unique about your own community and supporting people that live and work here is really cool and interesting. And I think people really like to be a part of that.
I can understand what you're saying. We only got about a minute and a half left. Let's just tell the folks again now about the pins that you're passing out here. How can they get them?
Sure. Just look for me at the events that I'm going to be at, and I'll give you a little hint. I will be at the Derby Girls Bout on the 16th at the Civic. So if you're at the Civic, just go ahead, tap me on the shoulder. I'll always have a button on. You can ask me for one. You can't win if I just gave it to you, though. That's kind of the way it works.
Sure.
But yeah, anytime that I'm out and about, I'll always have a stash of buttons. And if I see you with a button, the first 3 to 5 people, depending on what prizes I have that day, win automatically. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to come up to me. If I see you, you'll get a prize.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. And once again, the website is called prairiestylefile.com. And you can check that out. And you find all these things, plus a few of the things, as we mentioned, that will be coming up in the very near future. So so you've read my articles in the FM Extra, huh?
I have. And you know it's time for you to come write an article for me. You know it's time.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. But you really think so?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Fashion,
well,
art, shopping, you can find something.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll figure something out. We'll do that in the near future. We'll do that. Because I know you got one other guy in this building who is going to be a guest writer soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rick
yep.
is going to do that as well.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, I appreciate it. And once again, it's a great website, folks. Check it out, prairiestylefile.com. And get over to that bout the other night, or coming up, I should say, on, what was it, Saturday?
Yep, Saturday the 16th.
Saturday over at the Fargo Civic with the FM Derby Girls, and look for Alicia there. All right, coming up in just a few moments, Amanda Standalone. A little music coming your way here on KFGO. Thank you.